Question I'm often asked by persons who are thinking about buying investment properties is whether they should hold the ownership of the property in their own name or set up a company. That's what I'm going to have a look at here in this podcast or this video. Firstly, personal ownership. You can look at it from two perspectives. One, rental income, and two, a future sale. When we look at rental income or rental profit earned on Irish property in the hands of a personal ownership scenario will be the subject to income tax, universal social charge and PRSI. For marginal rate individual taxpayers, this could lead to the income being taxed at net taxable rental income could be taxed at rates as high as 55%. When we look at a future sale, then the individual investor will be liable to 33% capital gains tax on any gains made on a sale of their property. If it's owned then by through the vehicle of a company, you incorporate a company, then when it comes to rental income, rental profit for a company is subject to corporation tax at a rate of 25%. However, where the company is a close company, that is, a company controlled by five or fewer persons, rental income may be subject to a surcharge of 20% if it is not distributed to the company's shareholders within 18 months of the accounting period in which it was earned. The effect of this surcharge could mean that the overall effective tax rate on such income could be as high as 40%. However, this is still lower than the marginal income tax rate in a personal ownership scenario of 55%. Where sizable rental portfolios are involved, in other words, you own multiple properties, well then you could consider the incorporation of a property management company. Management company, the idea would be that it would charge a management fee to the property holding company, in other words, the company that owns the properties, and the management company would be a trading entity so that any income earned is taxable at 12.5%, whilst tax or being tax deductible in the property holding company at a rate of 25%. This would lead to an overall saving of 12.5% on such income. It would also assist in relieving the impact of any close company surcharge. When it comes to a future sale then, if a property is sold by a company, an Irish property, then any gain on the sale will be subject to corporation tax on the chargeable gains at an effective rate of 33%. If you have a company then owning the property, you always have the issue or question of extracting the income or gains, because remember, the income belongs to the company and the gains belong to the company if the company owns the property. So the company will need to operate a 25% dividend withholding tax on distributions made to the individual shareholder. That dividend will also be liable to income tax for the individual, which, as we've mentioned already, a potential effective rate of 55%, with a credit claim for the 25% tax already withheld at source by the company. If the individual decides to liquidate the company after the sale of the property, well then any net proceeds received on liquidation should generally be subject to the capital gains tax rate of 33%. There are always two layers of tax to bear in mind where a corporate structure is concerned as a consequence. It comes then to a trading company for property development activities. You might consider a trading company. A corporate structure or a company would usually be preferred for investors who intend to acquire property or land for full development and onward sale. This is because you are looking at a 12.5% rate of corporation tax to trading income of a company generally. However, profits from certain trades are taxed at a higher rate of 25%, and this would include profits from dealing in or developing land other than fully developed land. In order to avail of the 12.5% rate, the land must have been developed by or for the company before it sold. It's important to review the proposed activities of the company in advance so that you're comfortable the trading threshold will be met. Holding a property company then, or holding property through a company, the vehicle of a company, offers some advantages, flexibility of retaining profits for future investment without having to pay marginal rates of income tax on income realised from personally held investments, and the opportunity to extract income as dividends or salary as and when the need arises. There's also the possibility of using a holding company structure and segregating property assets from cash. There's also the advantage of limited liability if you're borrowing for development. However, limited liability can have limited effect, quite frankly, because often the director or the moving spirit behind the company will be asked to provide a personal guarantee for the borrowings of the company. So it can be illusory to a certain effect or a certain extent. There's also other considerations, other costs involved with having a company. For example, you will be required to file annual returns and financial statements with the company's registration office, and you will also have the requirement to file corporation tax returns with the revenue commissioners. Where you're transferring property to a company, it's transferred by an individual, well then the company will have to pay stamp duty on the acquisition of the property in the normal way. The individual transferring the property may also be liable to capital gains tax on the transfer if the market value of the property at the time of transfer is higher than the individual's original tax cost or cost of acquisition. Any capital losses arising where property is transferred to a company owned by the individual are ring-fenced such that they can only be offset against gains on future disposals to the same company. In conclusion then, you need to weigh up very, very carefully the question of owning a property in your own name or in incorporating a company and having the company hold up the property from the perspective really of tax. In other words, I view it as a tax question. Is there tax advantages of holding it as a company or in a company as opposed to in your sole name, your own personal name? And the big factors here would simply be, in my view, the number of properties that you might acquire. If you intend building up a substantial portfolio of properties, perhaps five or more, perhaps three or more, then it may make a lot of sense to incorporate a company. However, if you are buying one property, one three-bed semi, one apartment, whatever, and you're going to see how it goes, well then in the first instance it may not make much sense to incorporate a company. But as I say and repeat again, this really is a tax question. You really should speak to an accountant or a tax advisor, because your own particular circumstances will be important as well. What your income is, what your effective tax rate is, and so on and so forth. So it is a tax question, and that's what I would advise, or why I advise people who are asking about this. There's no difficulty from a legal perspective, from a solicitor's perspective, putting it into the sole name or a company name, no difficulty whatsoever. So it's really a tax question, and you should speak to an accountant about it. Hope you find this useful. If you do, I'd appreciate if you gave it a thumbs up down below. And if you're listening to this on my podcast, the Irish Law and Small Business Podcast, I'd appreciate if you left a review. Thanks a lot.